Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. We will be continuing the series today, which is entitled Contentment in Chains, Unlocking Joy Behind Your Circumstances. You know, often what could be seen to be a limitation can be very well be the vehicle through which God brings your true purpose to light. The stories of Moses' inability to speak and Paul's imprisonment are instances of how calling can coexist with constraints. In this week's podcast, Chains That Bind Us, a compelling question has been raised. What if the thing you most want to escape from is what God wants to use? Or consider it this way. A violin string only sounds in harmony when it's under tension. Could tension be what it takes to enhance your calling? Our first story is a shepherd named Moses who finds a burning bush. God has a big job for him, to guide the Israelites out of their slavery in Egypt. But Moses doesn't want to do it. He is overcome with a huge sense of inadequacy. If you have your Bibles, open them to Exodus 4, 10 through 12. And from the scriptures, Moses attempts to say no to the job. He tells the Lord, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." This indicates self-doubt, right? Moses believed his deficiencies disqualified him for the task. We do too, don't we? The notion that our weakness or perceived inability disqualifies us from serving a greater purpose. But God's answer is so profound. God assures Moses, "Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say." God is not taking Moses' self-assessment, is he? Instead, he explains that he gives power to those whom he calls. The weakness of Moses' bondage was not obstacles to God's purpose. Rather, they were ways for his power to overcome. Now, in our second illustration, we turn to the prophet Jeremiah. When God calls him, Jeremiah responds in a like manner to Moses. In Jeremiah 1, 6 through 10, he speaks, "Ah, Lord God, lo and behold, I do not speak, for I am a youth." Here we have another form of captivity, the prison of fear and inexperience. Jeremiah thought that his youth and lack of experience qualified him to be unable to do the job of being a prophet. He was afraid of bearing responsibility and the overwhelming work that would be before him. But God's answer is a command as well as a promise. He commands, "Do not say, 'I am a youth,' for you shall go to all to him I send you. And whatever I cause you to say, you shall say. Fear not their faces, for I am with you to bring you." God's word to Jeremiah illustrates the fact that fear and age do not count. God's will and his presence are what matter. God's commanding presence and promise of protection overpower Jeremiah's adolescent fears. You know, we can overcome our fears. And how do we do that? By trusting in God's presence as we respond to our own callings. Let us now consider the Apostle Paul, who gives a life-altering view of chains. While in prison, Paul writes in Philippians 1, 12 through 14, he is actually going through chains, not just speaking metaphorically. But he does not consider his condition a failure, but an opportunity for growth. He reports, But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually served to the gospel spread, so that it become evident to the entire palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident through my chains, are much bolder to speak the word without fear. Paul's experience is a unique kind of chains that binds. These chains here are not interference, but outer circumstances designed to stifle him. But by his rock solid faith, he makes the chains a powerful witness for the gospel. His captivity was not a barrier, but a fruitful witness that challenged others. The stories of Moses, Jeremiah, and Paul remind us that the chains we are bound by, rather self-doubt, fear, or challenging situations, do not determine who we are. Often, they're the very things God uses to show us his strength, to make our faith stronger, and to accomplish his plans. So, take a little time today to consider what chains may be restricting you. Remember, the words of wisdom from these Bible figures, God ignores your inadequacies, sticks with you through your fears, and has the power to take your greatest challenges and turn them into possibilities for something much better than you could think of. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we approach you with the burden of our inadequacies, our fears, doubts, and the obstacles that block our way. We are thankful for the lives of Moses, Jeremiah, and Paul, whose lives illustrate to us that our failures do not stop your plans. Rather, they are the backdrop of your greatest triumphs. Guide us to be willing to accept our own slow speech as a door for your word to ring true. Grant us the confidence to trust you despite our inexperience and youth, believing that you will walk with us and speak us into being. When we are bound physically or otherwise, grant us the faith of Paul, that we may look at these bonds not as imprisonments, but as a means of furthering your gospel. Release us from the shackles of fear and doubt. Give us the boldness to respond to your call and the confidence to pursue the plan you have for each of us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you again for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on contentment in chains, unlocking joy behind your circumstances. And until then, God bless. And take care, my friends.